Friends, after the forward contract, the another chapter that we are going to discuss here is the foreign exchange accounts. Up till now, up to forward contract, different types of accounting that we have seen. Okay, how the rates are quoted and what are the rationale behind quoting the rate, what are the types of rates and what are the types of contracts that we have already seen. Now, we are little bit moving ahead of understanding the types of foreign currency account or foreign exchange accounts. These foreign exchange accounts are always maintained in foreign currency. Our objective is to understand and discuss the different types of foreign exchange accounts, or you can call it as a foreign currency account, which is used by the banks in international trade transactions. Understanding the purpose and functioning of these accounts is very essential as far as the foreign exchange management is concerned. The foreign exchange settlement, definitely it is conducted using these accounts. Therefore, understanding the uses of this account and its subsequent reconciliation after undertaking the transaction through these accounts is very essential. And also, the development in cross-border banking and the financial messaging system is also impacting the maintenance of these kind of accounts. These accounts are four or five types of account, you can say. These are nostro accounts, vostro accounts, luro account and mirror accounts. Basically, four types of accounts are there. There is none other account through which it is transaction can be settled. Okay, except apart from some other minor accounts like the settlement account, which you call as which is maintained with the foreign correspondent bank and all other. Okay, forget about that, but the objective is very clear and our motive to give you the presentation consists of understanding nostro account, vostro account, luro account, mirror account and the latest trend and development. Each and every account has got its characteristic feature, its uses and its implications to the foreign trade undertaking. So, under today's global economy and cross-border trade investments and remittances, the functioning and the business of the financial institution has become more critical and risk-prone. Therefore, the activities which involves the transaction in foreign currency, which requires the secure and efficient mechanism for making the payment and receiving the payment. However, banks cannot maintain the physical stockpiles of the foreign currencies at every branch due to its cost, security, and logistical reasons. So, bank uses the accounts to settle the transactions. Maybe it is originated because of the import, export, or maybe receipt of inward remittances. And maybe for making the payment for outward payments. These primary types of accounts are generally, as I said, it is nostro, vostro, luro and mirror accounts and is serving the specific purpose. Let us understand this. Nostro account first. Nostro account is nothing but it is ours. It is Latin word. Nostro means ours. So, it is always maintained in foreign currency. In the foreign currency account, that the nostro account means the domestic bank holds, with a foreign bank or its own branch in the foreign country is a nostro account to facilitate the payment. In short, nostro account is our account with you. That means the banks in India maintaining US dollar account in New York with Bank of New York is a nostro account in US dollar. So, our account in your country with your bank in your currency that is a nostro account. I repeat, our account, that is Indian Bank's account, in New York, with Bank of New York, in US dollar, is nostro account. Okay? It's a very simple, right? Then, for example, better example, I quoted here Indian Bank's example here only. The Bank of Kannur in India holds the USD account with the Bank of New York in USA. And it is a nostro account for the Bank of Kannur. Bank of Kannur, that is India-based bank, has this account is considered as a nostro account. Purpose of maintaining this nostro account is to settle the foreign currency, handle the inward and outward remittances, facilitate the loan disbursement and payments also in foreign currency, and manage the investment and treasury operations in global market. Its operational mechanism is very simple. Whenever there is an export, an Indian exporter ships the goods to the US, or the payment in US, or if the payment in US dollar, it is credited to the Indian bank's USD nostro account, and the exporter receives the Indian rupee from their bank based on the exchange rate, whatever is quoted by that bank. That is one thing. For imports, when Indian importers wants to make the payment, that time he approaches his bank, his account will be debited, and this will be given credit to the importer's bank. Importer bank will instruct its nostro account to debit that account, make the payment to the supplier, right? Now, liquidity and risk management. Liquidity means, there are various points here in liquidity and risk management. One is the excess balance. This represents the idle funds. So, no interest is earned on this. So, opportunity cost and the possible regulatory security that is controlled by Reserve Bank of India. So, you should not maintain the excess balance. Minimum balance you have to maintain in this account, nostro account. Then shortfall and overdraft. This leads to the overdrawing of account, which is a costly affair because high rate of interest will be charged by the bank who maintains that account. Means with whom you maintain the account, right? And reconciliation. Nostro account process is a large value transactions. Timely reconciliation is essential. Big amounts are there always. So essential. And this is for the purpose of identify and correct the unmatched item during the process of reconciliation, trace the missing funds and delayed transactions, and avoid financial losses and regulatory non-compliance. Technology integration, you can see the modern, nowadays, what happens, the SWIFT for the secure and standardized messaging in nostro operations are used, SWIFT messaging. So, blockchain-based solution is also there, where the real-time gross settlement, that is RTGS system, are also gaining the ground. Regulatory development, it is happening that RBI monitors this maintenance of the nostro account, and periodic report are required to be submitted or required to be checked by the Reserve Bank of India auditors of the Reserve Bank of India whenever for each and every bank. The cross-currency arrangement is also possible. India has permitted the nostro arrangement in Indian rupees for the trade with Russia, Sri Lanka and select countries because of after opening the special currency nostro accounts, special rupee nostro account. For them, their account with us in Indian rupees, the special nostro arrangement is permitted. This is called as a nostro account only, but it functions like a nostro account. Right. Basel T is a liquidity norms, and digitalization is also very much used while maintaining the nostro account. Now coming to another account, that is nostro account. Nostro account is nothing but it is your account with us. I define the nostro account as your account is us. Means the your account maintained in our country, in our currency, with us, is a Vostro account. So it is always maintained in Indian rupees. It is always maintained in Indian rupees. In simple term, while Nostro account is our account with you, the Vostro account is your account with us. That is the difference. It is easy to understand. Now, the Vostro account is a local currency account. Local currency account, and that is a foreign correspondent bank maintaining with the domestic bank, and it enables the foreign banks to conduct the transaction in local currency. Now, simple example is this. If the Bank of New York opens Indian rupee account with the Bank of Kannur in India, Bank of Kannur in India, it is a Vostro account from the Bank of Kannur's perspective, and it is the Bank of New York account with the Bank of Kannur in INR. The purpose of the Vostro account is for the purpose of, number one, facilitating the local settlement for foreign bank customers, routing the inward remittances into the local financial system, and it enables the Indian rupee transactions for foreign companies and the embassies in India, supporting the bilateral trade settlement between the countries in local currency. Vostro account helps, and it allows the domestic bank to act as a local settlement agent for the foreign banks. Operational flow of this Vostro account is that the inward remittance, example, a US resident wants to remit the funds to the relatives in India. Bank of New York sends the, for example, I am saying the Bank of New York sends the instruction to debit the Indian rupee Vostro account with the Bank Kannur. The Bank Kannur credits the amount in Indian rupees to the beneficiary account in Indian rupees. Now, whenever there is an export settlement in Indian rupees, then Indian exporter ships the goods to the buyer in the country that has an INR trade settlement mechanism, I am talking in perspective of the new regulations of INR settlement. Okay. So, when an Indian exporter ships the goods to the buyer in country that has an Indian rupee trade settlement mechanism, the buyer pays their local currency to the foreign bank. That foreign bank remits the equivalent Indian rupee to the Vostro account with an Indian bank, which in turn pay to the Indian exporter in INR. Therefore, the Vostro account key feature consists of the currency. It is always maintained in INR. It is held by the foreign bank or the correspondent bank with the domestic, maintained by the domestic bank, and it is used for the local settlement of the foreign transactions. And reporting requirement consists of it appears that liability in the domestic bank's balance sheet account. Now, recent development in Vostro account is INR Vostro account for the trade settlement. Since July 2022, as I referred earlier to in several chapters, that RBI issued the circulars to promote the Indian rupee-based international trade settlement. So, Indian banks were permitted to open the special Indian rupee Vostro account, SVRS. Vostro accounts for foreign banks from the countries like Russia, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, etc. This allows the exporters and importers to settle their trade in INR rather than in USD, Euro or any other major currencies. And as of 2024, over 34 Indian rupee Vostro accounts had been opened by the Indian banks. The benefit of maintaining the Indian rupee account for the trade settlements consists of, one, it reduces the dependence on the dollar and mitigate the forex risk, number one. Number two is, this is ease of trade during the sanction of the foreign currency shortage. And third one is, it strengthens the INR internationalization. Now, regulatory framework, definitely it is governed by the FEMA, RBI guidelines, and also the KYC AML norms. Domestic banks has to maintain full due diligence on the foreign banks before opening the Vostro account. Monitoring the transactions to prevent the misuse of the money is very much required as far as the money laundering and trade-based fraud is concerned. Reporting the obligations on the balances and activities is another function. It, as far as technology is concerned, the Vostro account operations also uses the swift message type, that is empty, swift message type empty, swift empty formats like MT202 and MT103. And many banks now support the real-time Vostro account tracking via APIs, their APIs, and the internet-based platforms. So integration with the payment gateway and trade platform is also increasing as far as Vostro account is concerned. Now, the third account after Nostro, Vostro, the third account is Loro account. Now, Loro account is nothing but their account with you. Their account with you. This Loro comes from the Latin word, it's a meaning that theirs. So, a Loro account is their account with you, which is used by a bank to refer to an account which is held by the third bank with another bank. While the Loro account itself is not physically maintained by a referring bank, it is used in international banking transactions and communications to refer to the account of third banks. Now, for better understanding what Loro account means is, for example, you see, Bank A is a Bank of New York. Which Bank of New York? Bank B is a Bank of Kannur, okay, which is in India. And Bank C is a Bank of Thrissur, that is in India. So, if the Bank of Thrissur, which is in India, holds the US dollar account with Bank of Kannur, which is also in India, then the Bank of New York refers to this account as a Loro account. That is their account with you. Their account with you. Very simple to understand. But nowadays, it has got no importance nowadays. The Loro accounts are rarely used. Very rarely used in actual operations. But were more prevalent when the correspondent banking relationship were less integrated. They were primarily used for reference purpose, only reference purpose, and complex settlement purpose. Then accounting audit trail, etc. was required to maintain in interbank transaction. Therefore, Loro is not a separate account, but a view or reference of another bank's account. Now, how the bank uses this Loro as a terminology? Let us break down this role. So, in the given example, Bank A, which is referring bank, that is Bank of New York in earlier example, this refers to a third bank's account held elsewhere. Bank B is maintaining account. Bank B is maintaining account. So actually holds the account. For example, correspondent bank. And Bank C, which is a third bank, the account holder whose account is being referred. When Bank A sends a payment message involving Bank C's account with Bank B, it refers to as a Loro account. But this kind of transaction doesn't happen in practice. Let us understand further that if the Bank Thrissur maintains a USD account with the Bank Kannur New York branch and Bank New York wants to instruct the payment to be made from the account, in this case, the Bank Thrissur is account holder and Bank Kannur maintains the account and Bank of New York refers to as a Loro in their account with you. Key point here is the nature of account is only reference term and not an actual account. Relationship involved is a third party and the purpose of this account is using only for the interbank instructions. Currency used same as that account being referred as and modern uses is rare due to digital integration and SwiftMe. There is no importance given to the Loro account. Declining use of modern banking. With the rise in the SWIFT and the direct correspondent relationship, the real-time messaging, the use of Loro account has significantly declined. However, understanding the concept remains the importance for legacy system. Just to understand, as a legacy system, interbank reconciliation, trade finance documentation, and accounting terminology in international banking. Summary of the Loro account, if you look at the definition, is their account with you, and currency is the same as referred to the account, and number of banks, there are three banks involved, that is referring bank, maintaining bank, and owner bank, right? Then user, this account is used for a reference purpose only, and many times it is involving the third party accounts or third party payments. Modern use is a rare, more theoretical and documentary, and technology shift, it is replaced by the direct messaging via SWIFT or ISO 20022. Now, last one is a mirror account. This is a very important account. This is very, very important account. Not only very important, very, very account. Now, mirror account is an internal ledger which is maintained by the bank to reflect the actual balances and the transaction flow in the nostro account held with the foreign bank. Okay, we say that we are maintaining nostro account with the so-and-so bank. But here, what is important is similar type of account is also required to maintain here with the by the domestic bank, which is a replicate the transactions in the nostro account. So it acts as a replica or mirror of the foreign currency account and is maintained in the bank's local system for operational control and accounting reconciliation and the debit purposes. Well, the nostro accounts are physically exist with the foreign correspondent bank. The mirror account exists with the bank's internal books. So it is mirror account is nothing but it is an internal account and used for their updation for the real time purpose. Now, mirror account is an internal record maintaining internal record maintained by the bank in both local as well as the foreign currency, that the mirror the balance and the transaction of its nostro account, right? The better example to understand mirror account is if the Bank Kannur India holds the US dollar account with the Bank of New York, it will also maintain the USD mirror account in its own book. That is, Bank of Kannur also maintains the USD mirror account in its own system, reflecting all the credits and debits and the closing balance of the nostro account in their books. Right? The purpose of mirror account is daily reconciliation with the nostro statement, internal tracking of the foreign currency position, accounting entries in both foreign entry, as well as the home currencies, and detecting the errors or mismatches between the expected and actual transactions, the regulatory internal reporting for liquidity and risk management. The currency in which it is maintained is, it is maintained in the foreign currency to match the nostro account. Okay. And it may also be recorded as, it may also be recorded in the local currency equivalent of reporting, right? Now, transaction entries, each SWIFT message or the transaction instruction is recorded in the mirror account. Entries include the payment amount, value date, reference number, and counterparty details. Its reconciliation happens with the original nostro account with mirror account. So, mirror account entries are matched daily against the nostro account statement, which is received from the correspondent bank. And any discrepancies, for example, missing entries and amount mismatches, incorrect value, etc., incorrect value date, these are flagged for the investigation. Importance of mirror account consists of, one is a reconciliation. Why it matters? Functions are reconciliation, and why it matters, reconciliation is required? Reconciliation is required to ensure the accuracy and high value foreign payments. Accuracy of high value foreign payments and receipts. Then control, it detects the fraud and operational error. Then liquidity monitoring, it helps in forecasting the foreign currency flow. Then regulatory compliance, RBI AML reporting and FEMA disclosures. Audit trail is required. Why? Because it provides the transaction history for audit purposes. And profit and loss monitoring. Why it is required for monitoring the profit and loss account? Because it captures FX gains and losses from rate fluctuations. Technology integration is very important, and it integrates the mirror account with the SWIFT and the API, and it supports the real-time balance update and multi-currency reporting. Use is exception reporting, exception report modeling to alert the unmatched re-entries. Some banks also incorporate artificial intelligence-based reconciliation engine to improve the accuracy and the speed. Mirror account versus nostro account. Both are having the same transactions. But what is the difference? What is the importance? If you compare this nostro account, mirror account, one you can say location. Nostro account is held with the foreign bank, in a correspondent bank. And mirror account held internally by the domestic bank. The currency, foreign currency, and mirror account is considered, mirror account is maintained in foreign as well as the local currency. Access external, nostro account is external, not directly controlled, and internal ledger system is under the mirror account. The purpose of maintaining nostro account is actual foreign currency transaction. And purpose of mirror account is monitoring and reconciliation of accounting. So the balance sheet treatment, if you give the nostro account, it is for the bank assets. However, the mirror account is off balance sheet and controls the accounts. Cycle of mirror account uses. How mirror account is used. Bank initiates the payment in USD via SWIFT. Okay. Then debit the mirror account internally. Thereafter, the foreign bank debits the nostro account. Then mirror account balances are updated with the actual value and end-to-end reconciliation between mirror and nostro account. Here is the diagrammatic presentation of the cycle which is explained just now. You can very well go through it. It starts with bank initiate the payment in USD via SWIFT, debit the mirror account internally, which is followed by foreign bank debits the nostro account, which is followed by the mirror account balance updates with the actual value. And finally, the end of the day, the reconciliation between the mirror and nostro account will be happening, right? The regulatory consideration is the mirror account is supporting the compliance with the RBI's foreign assets monitoring system. This is used for the foreign exchange position and limits and Basel III liquidity reporting. It supports the internal audit trails as per the ICAI, PMA and AML framework. Latest trend and development while maintaining these kind of accounts. The management of the foreign exchange accounts, nostro vostro related accounts, has undergone a significant transformation in recent years. These developments are driven by the technological advancement, evolving the regulatory framework and global financial shifts, including the geopolitical realignment and de-dollarization and digitalization. Some of the key trends that is developed are, one is INR vostro account for international trade settlement. So India push for INR trade settlement. Then participating countries are Russia, Sri Lanka, Mauritius and UAE, Tanzania, and others have initiated the explore the rupee based trade settlement mechanism. Key benefits of it consist of, it reduces the dependency on the dollar and euro. It eases the trade under the sanction and the currency crisis. It boosts the INR internationalization and enhances the bilateral trade relationship. Now, second development happened is the SWIFT GPI and ISO 20022 integration. SWIFT GPI, that is Global Payment Innovation. GPI means Global Payment Innovations. SWIFT GPI is now called as. So it offers end-to-end payment tracking for cross-border transactions. It ensures the faster, more transparent, and secure processing of Nostro-Vostro-related messages. ISO 20022 migration is nothing but it is a global shift to ISO 20022 is XML standard for the cross-border messaging, which brings the structured, richer data and interoperability across the financial institutions. India began phased adoption in 2023, and full implementation is expected by 2025. It is almost might have been completed. Then central bank digital data, digital currency. Central bank digital currency, CBDC, that you have already seen in our earlier chapters also. This is the pilot project like India's digital rupee, e-rupee, like China's digital yuan. Then the CBDC could be one day replace the traditional Nostro-Vostro accounts by offering real-time central bank backed settlement, and the potential of the instant cross-border clearing, which may reduce the need for intermediaries. Automation and artificial intelligence in reconciliation. AI-powered reconciliation tools are increasingly used to match the Nostro, mirror account and entries in real time. Machine learning helps to detect the anomalies, unmatched items or fraudulent transaction. And banks are now using the exception-based reporting to focus only on mismatches rather than scanning all the entries manually. It has also enhanced the cybersecurity compliance monitoring due to multi-factor authentication, integration of AML CFT, and use of real-time sanction screening, that is OFAC, European Union, and United Nations list. There is a rise in multi-currency global account because it holds pay and receive the funds in the several currencies, avoid the traditional bank cost and delays. For example, Wise, formerly known as Wise, Revolt, and PayNow. Real-time liquidity management and the dashboard. The Treasury Department now uses the real-time dashboard that consolidates the Nostro balances, expected income and incoming and outgoing flow, FX position exposure, and this enables just-in-time liquidity, which is reducing the idle balances in Nostro account. It also supports for the cross-border and trade sanctions like Russia-India trade and via INR ruble arrangement, China-Russia trade using the yuan. Banks are now managing the multiple Vostro accounts in non-convertible currencies, increasing the compliance complexities. Regulatory development, if you consider, first one is RBI guidelines in India. So highlight is Indian rupee trade settlement via Vostro, periodic reporting of the balances under FEMA, Basel III and LCR. Basel III, LCR and NSFR means it requires the proper classification and monitoring of the foreign currency liquid assets. FEMA updates is a greater emphasis on tracking the foreign currency assets and reconciliation reporting. And next one, last one, will be the international sanctions regime, where high compliance burden in Vostro-Nostro operations involving the restricted jurisdiction. Blockchain and distributed ledger technology is also used by some global banks, and that can bypass the traditional correspondent banking. So initiative like the JPM coins, and then Onyx by JP Morgan, and Project Embridge involving India, China, UAE, and BIS. They are exploring the faster FX clearing, tokenized FX account, and lower dependency and legacy in the SWIFT network. So the management of the foreign exchange account is no longer just about the handling the traditional Nostro account or Vostro accounts. the banks must now manage the liquidity, compliance, sanction, digitalization, and technology disruption in real time, on real time basis. The global payment system, which evolves towards the speed, transparency, and decentralization, and ability to adapt these changes will define the efficiency and competitiveness of the foreign exchange operations in coming years. So friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on various foreign currency account or foreign exchange accounts, foreign currency account. And I hope you understood better what are the types of account, how it is monitored, what are the uses of it, and what are the technological platforms which are connected to these accounts and how it is operating. Thank you very much.